no value, but in the end she will surely know I wasn't born to follow. And then she'll know the things I knew that really had no value, but in the end she will surely know I wasn't born to follow.
What's gonna happen? You're gonna play it and I'm gonna sing along now.
Feel the whole You're tuned into Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM.
Whoa, Dave, you're getting creaky over there.
Yeah, I got some creaky microphones up in the house
here. You need to hydrate a little bit more.
I didn't drink enough water today.
That's absolutely what was happening.
But anyways, we ended off that set. It was a set of bands covering the Byrds, just to show their wide-ranging influence, and we definitely showed a different wide range of people that covered the Byrds, ending off there with Patti Smith from Wave.
Yeah, from Wave, her final album with the Patti Smith Band in 1979. We heard their version of So You Want to Be a Rock and Roll Star, so really showing how the Byrds would influence punk rock and what would eventually be dined as New Wave down the road. But yeah, fantastic guitar work on that one. And, you know, it goes towards this series of wonderful covers Patti Smith would commit in her life, including, of course, the most famous one, I think, being Gloria, but also her renditions of My Generation and also of Wicked Messenger by Bob Dylan. Just a series of fantastic versions where she really made the song her own. And before that, what we heard was also something indebted to punk rock, but definitely the more hardcore side of things, with Husker Du back in 1984, at the same time as releasing Zen Arcade. They also recorded a single. This single was with Spot, the legendary producer for SST Records, who did pass away not too long ago. And yeah, this was released 8 Miles High, of course, the big psychedelic song that the Byrds did that blew minds and broke boundaries back in 1967. Here, what they ended up doing was making this hardcore scree out of it, a noise rock version, which, you know, it blew minds, but in a very different way.
Yeah, really cool stuff. Before that, we heard music from Dinosaur Jr. Covering Feel a Whole Lot Better.
Yeah, and definitely a more humorous take on this. You can hear Jay Masis and Lou Barlow kind of interchanging vocals here in some off-kilter vocals. I mean, here's the thing about Dinosaur Jr. Whenever they did a cover, for them, they, you know what, they didn't have a lot of reverence for the source material. They went with it, and you know what, bless them for it. What a great version. Fantastic guitar work, as you would expect from Dinosaur Jr., and, you know, definitely worth a chuckle. And before that, a pair of songs that were actually released the same year, back in 2001. We actually heard a single from Raining Sound, their version of Here Without You. And we started things off with an album from the Sadies, going back again to 2001, called Tremendous Efforts. And we heard their cover of Wasn't Born to Follow. So we ended off with a lot of punk rock. And then we started things off with more folk and rock-oriented material as well.
Yes, we also forgot to mention the name of the Dinosaur Jr. album.
Oh, yeah, so that was actually a tribute album to the Byrds called Time Between. So there's various artists coming from the late 80s, early 90s that you're probably familiar with on there. It's a worthwhile listen if you're a Byrds fan to really see their range of influence. And, yeah, again, that set was just to highlight how broad that influence laid for the Byrds. Now, coming up next, we're going to be getting away from more older music, more prestige music, and getting into newer releases. Particularly, we're going to be looking at tracks that have recently been released by the likes of TK, Audrey, and Bully. But also coming up in this set, we're going to be highlighting music from Mono Negatives. They also have a new album out, Choosing Visual Field. Crossing Visual Field, my bad. And this is coinciding with an interview, which is going to be featured on our website, revrock.blogspot.com.
Yeah, the band's from London, Ontario. This album came out at the end of April. And I've been meaning to do something of a focus on it. We've been playing tracks to the lead up, and now we're going to hear a lot more in this set. So stay tuned for that. We still got lots more music. We're going to have a set of Susie and the Banshees tracks coming up, and we'll talk about that a little later. But let's get started with a song from Bully's latest. The album's called Lucky For You. The album's called Hard To Love. And you're listening to it here on Revolution Rock on CJAM 99.1 FM.